Okay, now here's a too familiar event. You're cramped in a coach airline seat on a long flight when the passenger in front of you reclines the seat so far back you can count the hairs on his or her head. There's happy news. A new device can prevent that happening. And unhappy news, the airlines may ban it. Here's a report from the day-to-day assignment desk.
I'm Christopher Elliott. Recently, I hopped on JetBlue Airways Flight 26 from Fort Lauderdale to New York. I was on a research mission. There's a new gadget out called the Knee Defender, and I wanted to see how it works.
So we're opening the tray table now, and we're going to just attach it to one of the railings here.
The plastic wedge-shaped device snaps onto the rail that holds your tray table. It's supposed to prevent the person in front of you from leaning back. I asked Claudio Bacci from Miramar, Florida, to help me test it. Bobby Hawthorne was the passenger in front of Bacci. He's from New York, and he's 6'5". So I asked Bobby,
"Okay, are you ready? All right, go for it. Can you recline?"
"No."
"So, what do you think?"
Works well. I could probably use something like that. Being so tall, I've had problems with people, you know, coming back on my legs all the time. So, I believe I have a right to have that leg room.
But Bacci, who was watching the Knee Defender do its job, would rather work things out with a passenger like Hawthorne instead of resorting to a gizmo.
I think it all comes down to common courtesy. You know, we all live in this world. We all have to share, especially in a plane, you have to share some space, a couple hours with somebody. You know, if you can't recline, you can't recline.
The Knee Defender is the brainchild of Washington, D.C. inventor Ira Goldman. It was born out of his frustration of having passengers lean into his personal space. I showed one to flight attendant Victoria Berquist.
Any thoughts on this thing?
I think if I was the guy trying to put my seat back, I'd be pretty mad.
You think you would use it if you were not working the flight?
No.
Many passengers agreed. Bob Glazier of Miami believed he's entitled to lean as far back as he wants to.
Why do you think you should be able to go all the way back?
I paid for my seat. All the seats are made the same. Nobody should be able to put an attachment on my seat to change it.
Now, if the guy in front of you, you think it's his right also to lean all the way back?
Yep.
What if he's bumping up against your knees?
Then I should fly a different airline that gives me more room.
So, who does the space belong to? You or the person sitting in front of you? Some estimates say 3 of 4 passenger fights are a result of reclining seats. And while Knee Defender may be a new weapon in that war, it doesn't settle the question, at least not according to JetBlue spokesman Gareth Edmondson-Jones.
I can imagine this will be the core of quite a few arguments on board. Of course, it's a shared space, so if these products do become popular, it's something we're going to have to take a look at.
You can buy a Knee Defender online for $9.95 while it's still legal. For Day to Day, this is Christopher Elliott.